Nice and restful. 46:30. Let your troubles disappear.
Oh, that's like a tagline.
A tagline.
Yeah. Should we? We should probably be talking about this if we're not. Well, we're not recording. But can you imagine if we did have a tagline?
We could put it on t-shirts. I can't even remember what I said though. So
it was.
Let your troubles disappear.
Yeah.
Well, today. You and I are both very, very busy at the moment. You went to Glasgow today and you wrote down a list of things you had to do.
I wrote down a list while I was...
driving?
In the car.
No, not driving. Good, good.
While I was in the car of things that I remembered when I remembered them.
Yeah, no. I have quite a similar list today. And then it got added to when 18 boxes of books arrived.
Yes.
Yes, which is my new book, The Book of the Gales, which has arrived and to be signed.
And congratulations.
Thank you. I put it up for sale this week. That's it. That's the end of my blurb.
What are you going to sign? Are you going to put little like messages in each individual one?
I'm going to sign them. Yeah, the ones that buy from the website or Bandcamp, I'm signing. But I can't make them personal signings because there's too many. But basically,
you could do a thing that seemed personal, but. You know, so you could do
can't
two.
Can't wait to see you again.
Yes.
That sort of thing.
Thanks for last night.
Thanks for last night. Yeah. Now it's very thrilling when you went first getting the first book. You know what it's like when you get your Triassic Tusk records, or mm-hmm. when you used to get your Triassic Tusk records.
Yeah. I get it with beer now.
You get it with beer.
Yeah. When we've got canned beer or beer, you just kind of go, "Oh wow, I've made something."
It's a real thing, you know, which is great. So yeah. That arrived, and so 4630 land. For the next two episodes, I'm doing this thing. This is for the audience's sake. You already know this.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I've had a delve into your the shop. A lot of people probably don't know that Futtle is also a
record shop.
A record shop.
Mm.
And so what I'm doing for the next two episodes is just playing songs that I've found in your record shop down below.
Even I'm going to do something similar. I'm going to play some songs because I've got a little box here that I just noticed.
Okay.
That I'd forgotten. This is stuff that's not actually in the shop because it's in front of me, but I'm going to put it downstairs.
Okay. Well, this is exciting. So this is quite a commercial 4630. This is like a McDonald's special or something.
A Happy Meal.
Yeah, Happy Meal. This is a Happy Meal. What was the other one? A nice relaxing place and then a Happy Meal.
A Happy Meal.
We have a Happy Meal in the back of our t-shirts. I'd buy it.
I think we'd probably get arrested if we used Happy Meal.
Shall we play some music quickly? Do you want to go first?
I've got a record. Okay, but the thing is, this is one that was in the shop and nobody bought it.
Oh, the idiots.
So I've taken it off sale. And this is kind of, I suppose I can show it, to play it to show what people missed.
Yeah.
And it's Edu Lobo. Edu Lobo?
Edu Lobo, that'll do me.
And this is something about water. Limited das aguas.
Limit das aguas.
I think aguas is water.
Is it das? Limit
das.
Das aguas, I don't know.
Anyway, it's from Brazil.
Yeah. Okay.
It's called Repente.
Viva do Norte, só o ato, só a vida, é mais ativa que a morte. Nem o gato, nem o rato, nem cascativa do Norte, só o ato, só a vida, é mais ativa que a morte. Nem o rato, nem patativa do norte, só o vato, só a vida, é mais ativa que a morte. Nem o gato, nem o rato, nem patativa do norte.
Morning fair, I took the air down by Blackwater side. 'Twas in gazing off all around me, the Irish lad I spied. Through the far part of the night, we lay in sport and a play, till this young man arose and gathered his clothes, saying farewell to that's not the promise that you gave to me when first you lay on my breast. You could make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in the rest. Then go home to your father's garden. Go home and weep your fill. And think on your own misfortune that you brought with your wants and the will. One morning fair, I took the air down by Blackwater side. All around me, the Irish let us fly.
Is there a little center in that?
That was Bert Jansch with Black Morning Side.
Do you know, I've always wondered how his name is meant to be pronounced.
Well, sorry.
No, you know that J, you know, it could be a Y.
Well, when me and Bert used to hang around in the Edinburgh folk clubs, he pronounced it Jansch.
So that was almost a Billy Connolly.
It was almost a Billy Connolly. No, he pronounced it Jansch. And so I've always said Jansch, even though it's one of those things. When I first heard his music, I thought it was called Bert Jansch because that's what it says on the tin. But then people in record shops, oh, actually, sir, it's pronounced Jansch. It's pronounced Jansch. Yeah, so I said, oh, hello, Bert Jansch. And he said, actually, it's Jansch. So I've always gone with Jansch.
Yeah. Well, he'll know.
He would have known, yeah. He would have been the one, you know.
It would be a pretty weird thing for you to not know how to pronounce your own name.
Yeah, it would. And that song was the one that he learned from Anne Briggs, Blackwater Side, and that was ripped off by Led Zeppelin for their song.
He learned that song from Anne Briggs?
Yeah.
But wait a minute, where did he record that?
Well, I don't know. This is from Stephen Shop, ladies and gentlemen. That's the thing about the ones I'm playing. They're all from downstairs. This is from Bert Jansch, Black Orion, Transatlantic Records, 1966, recorded by Bill Leader, and it's currently for sale for £50.
£50?
Discogs.
Or, yeah. Discogs, you can get it for £400.
So you could get it from Discogs for
£400. But what year is it, though?
1966, it says.
Okay, so was Anne Briggs... Anne Briggs hadn't recorded that then, had she? No. Had she been playing it, like, did she know it from folk clubs?
Honestly, I don't... Oops, sorry. It's probably 49 quid now. Honestly, I don't know the dates of when Anne Briggs learnt songs.
No.
I can email her and
we
ask.
We could.
I actually asked her if she'd like to come on the podcast, but she wasn't into it.
No.
During a meltdown, I said, we could come and record in your garden. And she was just like, no thanks, James. Thanks very much, but no thanks. At first she's like, yeah, I'll give it a go. But then she listened to some back episodes and she's like...
You don't do enough research for us to...
You don't even know when I learned that song. That song that you played beforehand, I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was brilliant. Sorry, I'm going to be that guy from the Bake Off. I mean, from the Pottery Throwdown. Do you ever watch that?
Yes,
The guy with the funny hair.
Yes.
It was absolutely brilliant. Yeah, what was that then?
That was Edu Lobu, and he was playing the viola that you liked, or violin, I don't know.
I loved that viola solo or violin solo, and the way it went with the flute or whatever was making that sound. Yeah, I thought the two of them sounded together, and it really reminded me of Linton Kwesi Johnson, his song Sense Out or Nonsense. Oh no, hang on, it's Story, isn't it, which has got the incredible violin solo on it.
Don't know.
Really reminded me of that. I can't remember when it was recorded or written. Sorry.
Well, that one's 1976.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Well, that was before the LKJ one.
He was 79.
So, what's happening in beer land? You got any beer brewed?
Yeah, I just delivered some. I delivered actually 4 kegs of a goza with seaweed to a new restaurant today in Glasgow that's not open yet, and I haven't even tried it. It was an experimental batch of beer that we get. They asked for all of the kegs, so who knows how they'll get on.
So you only made 4 kegs,
mm-hmm.
and they've asked for all 4.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's
they came and visited.
Yeah.
And they saw the setup and things and wanted to get some beer.
Okay, that's the rain started coming down.
There was hail earlier.
Yeah, hail and snow. Yeah.
This is March. So, oh no, wait a minute, it's April.
It's April. Yeah. I mean, it don't get any better. I think the weather's crazy, and I don't want to swear, but I think the Earth is, or certainly the human bits on Earth are pretty much fecked.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's not worry about that. Let's get that on our T-shirt. Let's not worry about
let's
that.
Let's not worry about it.
We can have that. The Happy Meal, let's not worry about that, and the other thing.
Are you ready to play a song?
Well.
Would you want me to?
Huh? It's your turn, but you haven't lined it up.
Oh, look at that. It's spinning. I'll just put it on.
Okay.
And then I can't remember what it is now.
Oh, that's exciting. Here we go.
When the ghetto youth singers go to getting it all together, first we put our hands together like this. And that'll make us feel all right, we add a little piano. That sounds all right, but we add a little string bass, sounds like this. On top of that, we put a little electric guitar. Oh, yeah. Add a little drums. On that we put a little tambourine. But now we got a song to sing. It sounds like this.
I'll be waiting up yonder for you.
This old little.
I'll be waiting up yonder for you.
Me, I'm a shit.
bad version of Gang of Four.
A bad version of Gang of Four.
I didn't mean to say that one.
That was the Minuteman.
Yeah. Minuteman.
Minuteman.
Just on his own.
Although when I was young, I actually thought they were called the Minute Men.
Oh,
and that track was called Self-Referenced. And it's from the album Buzz or Howl, Under the Influence of Heat. And it's currently for sale in Stephen's shop for... What do you think?
£10?
£40.
£40. For that.
So I'm guessing it sells for about 60 on Discogs.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, Minutemen went on to become Firehose, of course.
I don't even know who are Firehose.
All right, okay. Maybe you shouldn't be allowed a Minute Men.
No.
Album in your record shop.
Firehose were a sort of
slightly weirder, slightly punkier REM, basically.
Okay.
I mean, I know people listen to that. Oh, it's fucking nothing like REM. What's you on about? But unless you're really a studious of that scene, that's kind of what it sounded like. Jangly pop music.
Okay. A kind of American college skater
but
punk
they had
stuff.
But the bass player, a guy called Mike Watt, sang in Firehose occasionally, and he did some great songs, including a version of Daniel Johnson's Walking the Cow.
Oh, really?
Which is a tremendous bit of music.
Yeah. What was it called? Invaders Meet Captain America.
I did with Adrian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was listening to that the other day and I thought, I've got all these Daniel Johnson's, a bunch of CDs from when he was still alive and you wrote to him and he sent you CDs.
Yeah.
Or somebody sent you CDs. Maybe his pal. I don't know. But I've got a bunch of these CDs. And there are songs that are on Invaders that I can't find, that I don't have on CD.
Okay. Which ones?
There must be a lot of Daniel Johnson albums.
Yeah, there's a load. Which ones can't you find?
I don't know. I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that because I can't remember now.
You're as bad as Handbrakes.
Yeah.
My partner has also... she used to write to Daniel Johnson when he was getting played on Peel the whole time, way before I knew her. And she has all the old cassette tapes from way back then, with slightly different versions of the famous songs and that sort of stuff, you know.
Yeah, the versions, like, it wasn't like you did one. Didn't he not quite famously like re-record the entire cassette?
Yeah, he would just redo the same thing over and over. Yeah. I'll tell you a funny story about Adrian Crowley. Actually, it's not that funny. Adrian and I have both been asked to contribute tracks to this an Irish record that's coming out. Of Irish traditional music. And I did one which was kind of me. There was a drone, and then it was me singing on top of the drone, and then there were sort of sound effects in the background. And I didn't think it was very good, and I still don't think it's very good.
It hasn't come out yet, though. It
hasn't come out. And I sent it to Adrian and said, "What do you think? Everything I've heard on this record so far is really good, and it's quite poppy. What do you think of my one?" And Adrian just said, "Well, let me send you my one first." And he sent his one over, and it was exactly the same as mine. It was just a drone with him going, whoa, with lots of funny noises in the background. It was almost identical to my one. So I've ended up recording something completely different, just so it doesn't sound
like... Has he kept his the same, though?
Yeah. No, but his had a lot more effort put into it than mine. So, you know, and he got there first, you know. If anyone's going to change it, it should be me.
Have you ever seen the poet Kieran Carson?
No, I haven't.
Talk about it another time then.
Well, who is he?
I once saw him play nose flute. He was an Irish poet. He died a couple of years ago, but he's probably the best poet I've ever seen live. I thought he was absolutely incredible. But he interspersed each poem with him playing nose flute, and it was a pretty incredible thing to see.
Yeah.
It was just making me think the idea of you doing some strange instruments was...
Yeah. It's a funny thing. It's a funny thing with poetry. You know, I've seen so many poets who I think are really good, and then when it comes to the live thing, they need a nose flute between songs.
Yeah.
Between tracks, because otherwise it's just a monologue. I mean, a lot of these poets, they're not very good at the...
A lot of them do that voice thing, don't they?
Oh, they do that voice thing.
Like they've
the five coast tides of 2022, Funky Cody to Tayport, and off through the East Nook, from the Monday to the Sunday. Yeah, that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible to hear.
Who was it? Was it? It's a beat poet thing, isn't it?
Like, I don't know.
Ginsberg
No, I don't think Allen Ginsberg went like that.
Kerouac, maybe.
I don't think he went like that. I think it's just something that's come down the. It's a way of sort of putting some kind of emotion into the words.
Oh,
but listen, there's a certain amount of... I know how scary it is to get up and do music.
Mm-hmm.
And I know so many people, when they get up and do music, they sing in mid-Atlantic accents. Mm-hmm. And it's just a self-protection mechanism. And I imagine for poets, it's exactly the same. They'll read their poet to themselves mm-hmm. and they'll go, as I walk down the chair, mm-hmm. I fell over and the bear... hit me on the hair, and they'll think that's brilliant. I'm really happy, but then they'll get to the place, you know. As I walked down, the bear and hit me on the chair and hit me on my hair, you know. And they won't have a choice. It's just lack of. It's such a scary thing to do, you know.
This is what made me think. It was the fact that you were talking about Irish songs, and then I saw the name Kieran. Made me think of this is something by somebody called Kieran Hart.
Okay.
It's called Love is Strange, and I'm not entirely sure what it is, but again I pulled it out of this for sale box, which means that I've obviously decided I don't want to keep it.
Oh, that sounds good for the listeners.
But wait a minute.
Here's a song that Stephen doesn't want.
This one that I just played was in the for sale box, but I've decided I really liked that there when I played it, so I'm not going to sell it.
I think the song you played at the very beginning was the best so far.
This last one was by the Ghetto Youth Singers and Liberators Combo, and it was Margaret Embry, age 16, and Sandra Franklin, age 17. And it's arranged, this is an interesting bit though, look. It's arranged by Shirley Scoggins. Now... Scoggins is quite an unusual name.
Yeah, yeah.
And ESG, you know, the kind of post-punk...
I do know ESG.
They were Scoggins, unless I'm mistaken, which I'm going to check when I play the song.
I was talking about ESG the other day to my one of my children, because we drove past the one of the fields.
The post-punk warehouse.
And there was the ESG people there, and I said, that can't be connected... to the New York band, you know. But it's not. It's East Scotland Growers Association or something.
Yeah, they're not the same.
No, I don't get them.
Anyway, this is Kieran Hart. Love is Strange.
Okay. I think. Oh, here we go.
Oh, heart is broken, gone and cracked mine too. As long as the door is open, we might as well have a few. I'm back in love like a steam train.
Was Michaela McVeigh with a song called Drunk House Guest. Oh, Emma. Sorry. With a song called Drunk House Guests, and that's from her new album, which is called Time Turns Or Thing.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Wow. hadn't even realized that, I hadn't looked at the title.
Which is, you'll remember, I mean, some of you will remember that we played a song of hers quite a lot a year or so ago called California. And, which is, so I'm excited to see that album. I'm gonna.
Yeah, this is her first actual album.
Right, okay. So what was California on
she
then?
She did two EPs before. One was a physical, one was digital only, and then one was a physical.
Yeah. I've got both of those.
And then this is her first album. And it is with people like Sam Doers and some other folk, I think, who are in other kind of American bands.
It's on the Long Road Society, who Stephen's kind of affiliated with. I don't mean that in a sort of business sense, but you always seem to be close to them.
Yeah, so I like them.
Sending stuff back and forwards.
Yeah.
And then before then, you played...
Oh, I've got no idea.
It was that 7-inch that you said sounded like Ross from Friends.
Oh, Kieran Hart, yeah.
Kieran Hart.
Yeah, it did.
With a song called Love is Strange.
Yeah.
And we looked them up to see, how much do you think you're selling that record for, that Love is Strange 7-inch?
Well, I put it at 80.
80 quid, yeah.
Yeah, because I thought that was cheaper than anything on Discogs. Is there cheaper stuff on Discogs?
Yeah, you can get it cheaper for Discogs. There's one for £66.
66?
Yeah,
in the UK?
I don't know, it may have been somewhere else. But you'll be interested to know that that song was remastered in, oh no, remodeled in 2021. I don't know what it sounds like. And there's also an extended version on YouTube, which is 9 minutes long.
9 minutes of that.
Which is pretty good, you know?
Well, anyway, so don't come to the shop to buy that. You can get it cheaper on
So you can
Discogs.
Actually buy that on Bandcamp.
What?
There's Love is Strange remodeled, Love is Strange version, Love is Strange in dub, Love is Strange extended, Love is Strange, and then this must be the B-side. Shimahiro remodeled. Shimahiro in dub. 40th anniversary division.
Yeah, Shimahiro is the B-side. I've never listened to that. Hang on.
Well, are you putting it on now? Well, let's see what it sounds like. Yeah, yeah. If it's as
excellent.
Well, he says on his Bandcamp, hailed in some quarters as some kind of proto darkwave minimal synth classic, Love is Strange has appeared on 5 bootleg CDs of electronica. I say bootleg because no one has ever asked us, which must be pretty annoying.
Yeah.
Anyway, good luck to him. I think that's the end of the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for listening, people.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.